I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. There's been a lot of viral excitement on the internet about sightings of lasers being used in Texas. And recently there was a report of alleged laser battlefield mapping that's going on over Cape Coral, Florida. WINK News out of Florida reported last month that residents were seeing lasers being fired from drones or planes in the area. Residents claimed that what they saw were these green lasers that were spreading out like it was mapping the area, and it kept going in a north-south direction, and then it would just go farther west. It kept going north and south, and then it came back. So I saw this video, and I was really, really blown away by what I was seeing. In fact, I wanted to play you the audio of that news report just to show you that what we're talking about is very real.
People in the Cape want to know, what is this? A green light shining into people's homes and backyards has neighbors baffled and concerned, and tonight, Wink News is searching for answers.
Yeah, Wink News reporter Summer Senni went to Cape Coral for a closer look.
A colorful nightlight.
I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Or possibly something more. Casey Sutton was driving home from work Sunday night when she saw an airplane overhead. But it wasn't your typical flight pattern.
I saw it going back and forth with a laser beam, and it scanned over me multiple times.
Philip and Lisa Bartolio also saw the plane from their backyard in Southeast Cape.
It was just like a pattern, like maybe a square or something.
Yeah, like two lines of green all the way around the square.
It was skinning the whole area, every square footage, basically, covering Cape Coral. It's really weird.
People who live here saw mysterious laser flights for three nights in a row, and they all asked the same question.
What's going on here, you know? It's weird.
Summer Senni, Wink News.
There's one possibility being considered. Randigo LLC, a company that conducts aerial surveys, owns 33 planes and has conducted surveys in other Florida locations, including Sarasota and Manatee counties. Right now, we're waiting to hear back from NOAA.
No one came back and reported that this company was doing geospatial observations in the nighttime. What a time to be doing geospatial operations, but at night. Meanwhile, laser videos from Texas now are still awaiting verification. They're all over the internet on X. But that hasn't stopped people from making connections of the lasers and whether or not they're responsible for the fires in Texas and even Maui. They also cited evidence that just before the Maui fires, there was a green beam. It was captured on a telescope. The University of Hawaii, the telescopes there captured green laser beams for about 10 minutes on August 7th, 2023. Now, it's believed that the Maui fires began the day after the sighting. But also, we have to keep in mind that even before that, around the same time as the Chinese balloon fiasco, astronomers reported that a Chinese satellite was caught on video beaming down green lasers over the Hawaiian Islands. But the astronomers were baffled and just stated that a Chinese satellite was the most likely candidate for creating the laser sweep. The laser sweep, by the way, was similar to the one seen in Florida, but without the plane or without the drone involved. So right now, there are a bunch of different conspiracy theories going around about direct energy weapons. And, you know, many of us are aware of them. I've talked about them before. We've had other guests on to talk about them. But a number of different conspiracy theorists are saying that the fires in Texas and many of the weird weather anomalies are because of the fact that plasma experiments have been taking place in Alaska. That's right. The HARP project. Remember the HARP array? Well, the HARP array has been active, which would explain the weird weather spikes and heat waves followed by waves of snowstorms. This has been happening in California and other places. Before the weekend began, I received a lot of emails from ham radio operators notifying me that the HARP array in Alaska was conducting experiments from February 27th until today or just this week. I think they're going to wrap up this week. The High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP, based in Alaska, it's a high-power, high-frequency transmitter for studying the ionosphere. They cook the ionosphere, literally. So the principal instrument used at HARP is a phased array of 180 high-frequency crossed dipole antennas. They are capable of radiating 3.6 megawatts into the upper atmosphere and ionosphere. Transmit frequencies are selectable in the range of 2.7 to 10 megahertz. So these experiments that have been conducted are focusing on directed energy warfare and the production of ELF and VLF emissions and studies on the effects of ionospheric plasma waves on orbiting satellites. Now, these experiments, according to the military, this is directly from the military site, they say that these experiments would be helpful to lead to a greater understanding of the production and enhancement of ELF, VLF waves, as well as to lay the groundwork for future studies of satellite interactions with space plasma. So you can look up, if you wish, on the internet, the Plasma Physics Division of the HARP project. The Plasma Physics Division of the HARP installation has successfully produced a sustained high-density plasma cloud in the Earth's upper atmosphere. Previous articles have talked about how the plasma, the density clouds, only were able to stay in the air for about 10 minutes or less. Now they're saying that the plasma can be sustained for as long as the plasma beam is directed at its target. Paul Bernhardt, PhD, head up the NRL Space Use and Plasma section of the HARP project, said, and this is his statement, he said, the higher density plasma ball was sustained over 1 hour by the HARP transmissions and was extinguished only after termination of the HARP radio beam. Now, that should have caused a sizable dent in the upper atmosphere, maybe to the point of creating various weather spikes that triggered extreme temperatures and weather anomalies. I'm serious about this. That, you know, you make a huge ball of plasma in the sky above the jet stream. How is that going to affect storms? Something that hot in the sky, how is that going to affect storms? I'm sure it's going to create spikes. We're hearing of bad snowstorms in the Sierra Nevadas, California. We're hearing about rain. It's just crazy the way the weather has been going off and on lately. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.